Trilateral Commission member picked for top spot at World Bank by Biden. By Patrick Wood. Joe Biden is stacking his administration with current or former members of the Trilateral Commission, TC. Note the key positions that each of these occupy: Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State; Susan Rice, Domestic Policy Advisor; Mark Brzezinski, Ambassador to Poland; are Nicholas Burns, U.S. Ambassador to China; Ken Juster, U.S. Ambassador to India; Wendy Sherman, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State; Jake Sullivan, U.S. National Security Advisor; Leo Brainard, Member, U.S. Federal Reserve's Board of Governors; Eric Schmidt, Office of Science and Technology Policy; John Podesta, Green New Deal Spending Czar; Ajay Bunga, President of the World Bank. When the Trilateral Commission was formed in 1973 by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski, they successfully engineered the takeover of the Carter administration in order to control the economic engine of the world, the United States. Anthony Sutton and I thoroughly documented this in 1978-1981 with our books, Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. In subsequent years, 6 out of 9 appointed World Bank presidents were members of the Trilateral Commission. 9 out of 12 U.S. trade representatives were also members. Now, Biden used his presidential appointment power to pick Bunga as the latest president of the World Bank. According to the White House press release, today, Joe Biden announced that the United States is nominating Ajay Bunga, a business leader with extensive experience leading successful organizations in developing countries and forging public-private partnerships to address financial inclusion and climate change, to be president of the World Bank. Biden heaped heavy praise on Bunga, claiming that he is uniquely equipped to lead the World Bank at this critical moment in history. He has spent more than 3 decades building and managing successful, global companies that create jobs and bring investment to developing economies, and guiding organizations through periods of fundamental change, Biden continued. He has a proven track record managing people and systems and partnering with global leaders around the world to deliver results. According to his pedigree, Bunga currently serves as vice chairman at General Atlantic, while previously serving as president and CEO of MasterCard, leading the company through a strategic, technological, and cultural transformation. Bunga is the perfect pick to augur in a new global financial system. He is a cybersecurity expert and former head of MasterCard. Born into a Sikh family, Bunga was born, raised, educated, and employed in India, ultimately climbing to the top of MasterCard. For anyone who thinks that the Trilateral Commission has no influence in today's world, or indeed, is still calling all the plays, they are ignorant of history and the depth of entanglement that remains to this day. In fact, the TC still controls all economic policy within the White House, and they are intent on driving the world into and through the Great Reset into technocracy. Patrick Wood is a leading expert on sustainable development, green economy, Agenda 21, 2030 Agenda, and historic technocracy. He is the author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, 2015, and co-author of Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2, 1978-1980, with the late Anthony C. Sutton. He is the editor of the important website Technocracy News.